Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, so this Cam Newton injury is getting all kinds of play on TV. I'm looking at it right now. They're showing it over and over again. He was in the pocket, but he was kind of it was kind of an in-between sort of scrambling, but in the pocket. Like everything was breaking down, yep. And he's kind of just running around in circles in the pocket and then eventually gets taken down. And I'm wondering if it's something where he planted wrong on it or his leg got contorted. That is a walking
outfit,
boot.
By the way, as he was walking out. He looked like a mourning like M-O-U-R-N-E, like okay. Mourning the death of somebody Boy Scout. He had like the Boy Scout scarf on and a hat.
Oh, the kerchief?
But it was all black. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had the kerchief on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he looked like a mourning Eagle Scout.
Okay. This is a big injury. I have a fantasy draft tonight. Like this is going to factor
Ooh,
in.
Ooh, that's big.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah. Yeah,
fantasy folks. I got to start playing fantasy just so I can empathize with fantasy people.
Yeah. I think Camel is starting up a league for the station.
Yeah, he asked me to join it, and I said, listen, man, you and I are new to each other, and like right now, as far as I can tell, you like me. I'm a bad fantasy league participant.
Why?
Because I just kind of check out, and I get distracted, and I don't pay attention. So you might want to think maybe try to execute a trade with me or something. I'm going to mess it up.
You think Rick Kamla, being the fantasy expert that he is, might take that personally?
Yeah, like I would bring the league down. Yeah. You know, like every year you got a couple guys that just aren't holding up their end of the bargain.
You know what I call those guys?
What?
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat.
Free money.
I know. I don't know why that would upset anybody. They're like, oh, okay, this person's just checking out.
It's ruining the competitive balance of the league. Man, you know where it bothers people, Seth, is if you're in a battle with another team down the stretch in a season, and I'm going against somebody who's actually still trying, and here I have Seth Payne, who was into it the first 4 weeks of the year when I was going against him, and now it's week 14, and you've checked out, and you're laying on the couch watching NFL Network 5 hours a day with potato chips on your
chest.
But
also, right, and like I might have somebody that you want to trade for or
Could be. And
I'm not even answering the phone or answering emails or anything.
That's
where I've been before.
Okay, so you've done fantasy before.
Yeah, oh
okay.
Yeah, poorly, really poorly.
Yeah.
I just stopped caring. Like Jonesy knows this. I don't do well with administrative things. I have a hard time like returning texts and phone calls or like keeping track of my appointments. So anything like that, like where it's a weekly thing and there's a time schedule attached to it, I will let you down. I will disappoint you.
Ted Johnson used to call those RPTs.
RP, what's that mean?
Real people thing.
Yeah. Ted and I are alike. Ted and I are alike. And you get away with it.
Balancing a checkbook. Yeah. Making a doctor's appointment, signing up for benefits for your family.
Real people thinks it is. And it's funny. This is the problem. Like Ted and I had the same issue. It's like you go through life for so long kind of getting away with it.
Right.
Because you're a football player and people are doing
a lot of checks and balances for a guy who makes $1 million a year.
And everything always kind of works out. Like I'm like, and like in school for the most part, like I was a bright enough guy that like I could get away with, you know, and I'm personable enough. You're like, hey, Mr. Olson, look, I know the paper was due yesterday, but things kind of stacked up. How about we say 3 weeks from now? And Mr. Olson, you're like, all right, Seth, good luck tonight in the game.
So when you don't sign up for benefits and you're going into HR, they're like, sir, we have 3,000 employees in this game. You're like Antonio Brown trying to get your helmet approved.
I'm talking to the person at Blue Cross. We're like, but I used to be a ball player.
Right. Hey, I forget. It said November 20th. It's the 24th.
Oh.
It's like 4 days.
I remember the first
I didn't even have a claim in those 4 days.
I remember the first year I was out of football, and I had to go to a doctor's office, and I was sitting in the waiting room for like 2 hours, and I'm like, what in the Sam Hill is going on here? What? Is this Y2K? Where...
Are the computers down? Why am I waiting this long?
Oh.
Why am I going in the order in which I came into this waiting room? This is unacceptable.
So first in, first out is a real thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was a myth. We'll get to Bill O'Brien here in just a second. Did you get depressed when you sat in your first waiting room looking around at all the RPs in the waiting room?
No,
the real people?
Like, yeah, this is it. This is it.
I'm
this
one
is
of these
back
people.
To reality now.
Now.
Yeah, this is the dream is over. I better get back into media.
Some 62-year-old guy in sweatpants and flip-flops.
I spent 2 years
as an 800-pound lady.
I spent 2 years as a normal person, and I was like, I got to get back to being at least like a C-level celebrity here. Like,
mission accomplished.
I got to have some level of smoothing out of my life
because
I can't handle it in the real world.
Oh,
yeah.
God, that is funny. All right, so Bill O'Brien. So Bill O'Brien met with the media yesterday, and Matt Khalil has been a big topic, and Matt Khalil's not going to play again this week, I would assume, because he hasn't practiced. The last time Matt Khalil did something football related on a field was in the first joint practice against the Detroit Lions last week.
Right.
So a week ago from just, so 9 days ago, basically, was the last time he did something, and it didn't look good.
No, it didn't.
The last time he did something productive on a football field was his rookie year in 2012 when he was a fourth overall pick.
He looked in that practice like he was a guy that was scrapping. Like he was trying to do what he could because he realized his back is against the wall and he needs to prove something.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think he had some good snaps, but there's too many instances, as we've seen all throughout the preseason, where guys can ragdoll him a little bit and kind of have their way with him because he's not as strong or as athletic as he used to be.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy that's had a bunch of injuries and surgeries and hasn't come back from them fully. So he's been out since somebody stepped on his foot in that practice.
Right.
Which seemed to be a surprise to Bill O'Brien when it was brought up the next day.
He's been out enough time now where the person who would have had to have stepped on his foot would have had to weigh 1,000 pounds for him to be out this long. Right?
Yeah.
Did someone step on his foot or drop a piano on his
foot? Somebody apparently had his way with his foot while they were at the bottom of a pile or something. So he's been out, and a couple days ago, Matt Jarecki asked if Matt Khalil was injured, and Bill O'Brien got huffy and said,
"Flipped out.
I don't have to give an injury report."
Right.
Interesting that he would say, "I don't have to give an injury report," because then yesterday, O'Brien. Well, this is what O'Brien said about the injury.
Let's get to real quick. I want to play this in a quick order here because I want to lead in with how O'Brien talked about managing. I want to take O'Brien at face value for what he said yesterday at his press conference about both managing vets and Khalil. So here is O'Brien yesterday. It was actually a question about Will Fuller, but he turned it into a broader topic about managing reps for the veterans.
With every veteran player, okay, we try to map out before preseason starts, like, okay, how are we going to get, we know this guy is going to be on the team. How are we going to get this guy ready for the first game relative to what his health is? So we really do a lot of counting the reps, full speed reps, walkthrough reps, how many reps he has, leading up to the first game. And so every guy's a little bit different. Everything's, every player is different relative to what their schedule is.
Okay, so what we heard there was, it sounds to me like each person who is a lock to make the team has sort of a customized plan for just how much football they're going to be playing, whether it's joint practices or unpadded practices, walkthroughs, whatever.
Yeah.
There's an odometer for each guy in the preseason.
And it would make sense. Like, it's a snap count. It's all this GPS data they have from the biometric vests that they wear. They monitor everything pretty closely.
That's right.
And it's all focused towards. And so usually what it means is a guy will sit out a day. A guy might sit out half a practice, whatever it might be. It gets interesting with Matt Khalil because now he's been out for how many days?
Since 9 days was the last
time. 9 days. We haven't seen him in 9 days. Okay.
I mean, we haven't seen him. Like, I haven't even seen him out there. Like,
we saw him on the exercise bike, remember?
We did see him on the exercise
bike. But then we figured that they bought him his own Peloton because we haven't seen him. So he's been working out on the Peloton probably at home or something.
He has.
The benefits of group exercise in the comfort of your own home.
He was biking through the Pyrenees the other day.
That's right. That's right.
Practice.
Yeah. A professional cyclist.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was weird that he actually wore the little clip shoes and the helmet.
Suck Khalil out there on a Peloton wearing like one of those unitards, like one of those triathlete unitards, and an aerodynamic helmet.
Get the yellow jersey on, acting like he was in the lead.
Yeah.
So that was O'Brien in general about managing reps for veterans. Here is the follow-up with more specific information about Matt Khalil.
He's been a great teammate. He's done a really good job in learning the offense. When he's been in there, he's played very well. We've We've seen a lot of good things from him when he's played and practiced. And we had a plan for him coming in to manage his reps, to get him ready for the season, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to stick to that. You know, he came off of a knee injury last year. You know, he was signed in free agency, and he came off of a knee injury from his year in Carolina. And we're just trying to do a good job of managing him the best we can to get him ready for the season.
Okay, I think most people like to believe that their word is their bond.
Yeah.
That they're truthful people. So I'm going to take Bill O'Brien in those last two cuts and what he has said throughout camp about Matt Khalil being the starter at left tackle. Right now, I'm going to take all this at face value. That they have a customized plan for everybody, including Matt Khalil. That Matt Khalil, they have a plan for him. That when he's been out there, he's been fine. And when Bill O'Brien's been asked directly, is he the starting left tackle? The answer has unequivocally been yes.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad you used that word, unequivocally.
Unequivocally,
yeah, yeah.
Yes. So I guess I am now to believe, if I am going to have in my heart believe the positive in people as opposed to being defaulted to the negative, that everybody is being duplicitous and not telling the truth. If I am to take this all in as a truth, that the specific customized plan for the Texans left tackle, the person who's responsible for protecting the most important athlete in this city, the most important employee in the building, Deshaun Watson, that their customized plan for him was to not play football for 9 days when he hasn't really played in a competitive game since 2017.
And plays on the position in the unit, the group that might require the most teamwork, most cohesiveness, the most time spent together, especially when you're new to a football team, that the best thing for this football team is for Matt Khalil to sit out 9 days. Well, not injured, just according to plan.
Just to manage the reps. And that early in camp, he's going to have a somewhat regular schedule. But right after the joint practices against the Lions, we're going to give him a long hiatus.
Yeah.
And then at some point, we're just going to pull him out there like with a blanket over his head, and we're going to unveil him again, like maybe like right before the Rams game in week four of the preseason. It's all part of the plan.
Look, one thing that anybody out there who's watched Westworld knows, that once you watch Westworld, you start thinking about everything in terms of Westworld. I feel like, yeah, maybe they've got... So bear with me, everybody. This might make a little bit of sense. Imagine that Matt Khalil is actually a robot, and all what they're actually doing is realizing, okay, we just needed to mess with his code a little bit. And they're back. What they're doing is they brought him back into the stadium over there at NRG, and they're just tinkering with his code.
They ripped his chest plate off.
To where he can, like, pour milk without spilling it and stuff, that he can interact with human beings, and they'll believe he's an actual football player. Because that's the trick. It's called the Turing test in robotics and computers, where... Can a human being talk to this machine right. and be fooled into thinking it's a human? They're trying to get it to the point where Matt Khalil can step on a football field and people will be fooled into thinking he's a football player, like a quality left tackle. So that's what they're doing. They're tinkering with his code.
They are?
Yeah.
They're going to bring him back out and unveil him when he's ready to go.
They'll be like, look at this. He's a real human football player and he's not going to get Deshaun Watson killed. This is what I think. This is my little pet.
This is what I've been waiting for.
This is the only thing that really makes sense. It's the only thing that makes any sense. Given what Bill O'Brien said, I would say he did a good job yesterday of equivocating, which is not telling the whole truth, but not lying necessarily, but saying things in a way that could be interpreted multiple ways. He never came right out and said that Matt Khalil isn't injured. He also didn't say...
That is true. I am coloring in the rest of the picture by saying that.
He said that they're trying to manage him very carefully, which might
Bill,
mean
if
that...
if you're listening, my apologies.
Yeah, he left some key things out, you know?
Yeah.
But he also... It was like extreme coach speak. And coach speaks a little bit different than the real world. It's almost like the norms in the coaching world are like, all right, a little bit of lying is okay if it's done for a purpose. The ends justify the means. I think it's extreme coach speak at this point with Matt Khalil. Same way he says that Matt Khalil is the day one starter with confidence. That's a little bit of coach speak and trying to, I think, keep Roderick Johnson hungry. Also, maybe... You know, trying to keep Matt Khalil on board emotionally as much as possible. All of that is just kind of coach speak, but it's extreme coach speak. Like, to the level of, like, the way politicians will just lie and act like, well, whatever. Maybe I'm lying. So what? A certain portion of the people are going to believe him. But I also think, and this is where it makes complete and total sense, in this Texans offseason, where so many things have been so weird and just don't quite make sense ever since Easterby came on board and they tried to get Caserio and all this stuff just doesn't make any sense. I think that part of it just might be that they want to be sure Matt Khalil stays relatively healthy in case he's part of some kind of a package that goes out to somewhere else. And I know people are going to laugh and say, well, who would trade for Matt Khalil?
Yes.
The Texans just gave Matt Khalil a $2 million signing bonus. Don't act like teams do things that make sense all the time.
That's true. You just need one team.
You just need one team that wants Khalil as part of a package or something. So there's that possibility, too.
Yeah. I think the a lot of what you said, I think, has merit there, in particular, the part about Roderick Johnson. I think that's the other thing that we need to keep in mind as Bill O'Brien is kind of going into this coach speak and double speak about, and we're talking about the left tackle situation with the Texans. There's nobody behind Matt Khalil where you can anoint them and feel good about anointing them.
Okay, and this is the part too where, listen, I've got to call his bluff on this a little bit, which is one of the things Bill O'Brien said was that it was their plan for Roderick Johnson to get all these snaps all along. What? No, nobody expected Roderick Johnson to look as good as he is coming into camp like this. So I'm sorry, I feel like that's a little bit of a stretch.
Why would he be untruthful about that?
For whatever reason, unless, I mean, maybe he's smarter than every single person that's been watching practice and has seen that Matt Khalil's got serious issues. Unless he genuinely feels that confident about Matt Khalil and just wants him to stay healthy and they really trust the best thing for the Texans to do is to roll Matt Khalil out in the Saints game. It makes me really, really nervous. I hope to God I'm wrong on that, but I'm really, really nervous about the prospect of the Texans starting Matt Khalil game one.
What if you had to bet on it?
If I had to bet on it? I mean, given O'Brien's history of having too much faith in certain people in week one of the regular season, I'd say there's a 50-50 chance that Khalil's the starter in game one. And I think there should be a 0% chance.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And I could see that being this year's. You joked about this before. That could be this year's rash in-game decision in week one that gets made, right?
That's right, where he treats game one of the regular season like it's the old preseason game three, where it's like your final dress rehearsal or something.
Savage, you're out.
Look, these preseason games are meek simulations of real football. We're going to use the first half of game one to find out who can really play football.
Yeah,
well, then again, though, that's the problem with Savage. They wasted an entire training camp on Tom Savage.
That's a great point.
Like, they wasted an entire training camp, and I gave them the benefit. Like, back then, I gave them the benefit of the doubt.
How's that feel?
Yeah, exactly. I felt like a schmuck because I know they tried to spin it as like, well, Deshaun was getting plenty of reps. No, he wasn't, because he didn't install the actual offense until 2 weeks later,
right,
when he had some time to do it. So I felt like a schmuck after having bought into that. I'm not going to be a schmuck this time.
That's right.
I'm not going to be a schmuck and think that, like, oh yeah, Matt Khalil, who's never looked good in a single practice this training camp, is the right guy to start in week one.
Fool you once, shame on you. Fool you twice, I'm Seth Payne, damn it. That's how the old saying goes, yeah. All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.